Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, says he hopes to name his vice presidential pick by August 1st. At a fundraiser last night, Biden also says his vetting committee hopes to complete the vetting process by July. There are a lot of factors to consider, so let's consider them with Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. So Biden says it will be a woman, and some of his likely considerations at this point include Senators Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren. There's also Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Congresswoman Val Demings, and former Georgia lawmaker Stacey Abrams. Am I leaving anybody out on that list that you think has a real shot?
Those are the big names that I'm hearing. I'm sure there's always a name in the mix that nobody's talking about, but that list sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, so he is under pressure at this point to select a woman of color. And in an interview with CNN earlier this week, Biden was asked if he would do so. Here's what he said.
There are women of color under consideration, and there are women from every part of the country under consideration, because there's a lot of really qualified women that are ready to be president. But I'm not making that commitment. I'm going to make that judgment after, in fact, this group goes through interviewing all these people.
Jamal, do you think that Biden ought to pick a woman of color?
I think a lot of African-American women do, particularly younger ones. I interviewed Karine Jean-Pierre, who is now for my show, This Is FYI, on Facebook and Instagram. I interviewed her before she joined the Biden campaign last week, and she was adamant that Black women should be strongly considered. I think there are a lot of African-American women who feel like they helped deliver the nomination to Joe Biden, and so he should be their candidate. But I think there's an age limit on that, because I tell you, as I call around and I talk to people who are older who don't live in Washington or New York or Los Angeles, and they're concerned, people just want to get rid of Donald Trump. And sure, they would love for there to be an African-American woman nominee, but I think they'd also be comfortable if there wasn't, if Biden was making other commitments from a programmatic stance to take care of the African-American community.
The other thing that has been thrown around is that Biden has to pick somebody from the progressive left, a la Elizabeth Warren. What do you think about that calculation to try to at least energize some of the Bernie Sanders supporters that did not vote for Biden in the primary?
So my experience from the primary is that there are some Bernie Sanders supporters he may never be able to do enough to get. But there are people who are wooable. And for those voters, I think they don't necessarily need it to be in the form of a person, although that would be helpful. Elizabeth Warren obviously would be helpful. But certainly in terms of programs, and it sounds like Joe Biden is trying to do that. You know, he's put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman from New York, he's put her on a environmental committee to help figure out his climate change policy. He's been adopting some questions around education, and he's got Elizabeth Warren that apparently he's talking to every week, whether she's the nominee or not. It seems like she's influencing him from a policy perspective. The question at this point, I think after the coronavirus, what I hear from Democrats the most, not just the most ideologically loud, the ones who are on Twitter and Instagram, but the ones who vote traditionally, is if we win this election, the government's a mess. Joe Biden needs somebody who can help him fix the country and could step in and be president at a moment's notice.
So then what about some of the other people who've been talked about who come from swing states like Michigan and even Georgia? This year could be a swing state. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been talked about, and so has Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams has, and she's one of the most phenomenal politicians in the Democratic Party. I think whether she's the VP pick or not, she'll either be the governor of Georgia or a cabinet secretary going forward. Nothing but bright things in her future. Gretchen Whitmer, who's from my home state in Michigan, look, she may capture some of what people are yearning for. They look at Andrew Cuomo on television every day, somebody who is managing the coronavirus, who understands what we're really facing. And as we go into a fall where the virus may come back and resurge and into next year, having a partner who understands the nuance of what states and localities need is also important. So I think that she is on that list for a really important reason. And there's a racial bank shot for people who are interested in racial process. Garland Gilchrist, who's the lieutenant governor of Michigan, I interviewed him on This Is FYI, could end up being the governor of Michigan. Michigan could have the first African-American governor if Gretchen Whitmer is picked as the nominee. There's a drawback, though. What happens if people feel as if Michigan's still wrestling its way through the virus and they want Governor Whitmer to stay on top of it and stay in the state? So you could argue for or against any of these candidates. That gets you back to the place where if you're Joe Biden, you need somebody who could step into the presidency immediately. And I think Democrats would be willing to give him some leeway to figure that out, especially because he's already said if he's president, he's going to pick an African-American woman to be his next Supreme Court nominee. So there are other things that he can do to help let people in the coalition know he's going to take care of them.
That's Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons. Jamal, thanks.
Thanks for having me.